The child is very young to be sent alone, she said. Give her some supper before she goes to bed, Miss Miller. Miss Miller took me to a wide, long room, with huge tables around which 80 girls, aged 9 to 20, were seated. They were all dressed in brown, old-fashioned dresses and long pinafores. It was the hour of study. I sat on a bench, and Miss Miller shouted, "Monitors, collect the lesson books!" 4 tall girls rose from different tables and gathered the books. "Monitors, fetch the supper trays!" The tall girls went out and returned, each carrying a tray with food and jugs of water and a mug. The girls all drank from the same mug. I drank, but I was too excited to eat. The food was a thin oat cake divided in pieces. Miss Miller read prayers, and the girls went upstairs. The bedroom was very long. There were rows of beds, with 2 girls in each. Tonight I was to share a bed with Miss Miller. The next morning, a loud bell woke me up. It was extremely cold, and I was shivering. 6 girls had to share each wash basin on the stands down the middle of the room, and I had to wait until one was free. The bell rang again, and we went downstairs in pairs and into the cold and dim schoolroom. Miss Miller read prayers and then called out, "Form classes!" The girls formed 4 groups around 4 tables. They all held books in their hands, and a big Bible lay on each table. A bell rang, and 3 ladies entered and took a seat at each table. Miss Miller took the 4th empty chair. She had the smallest children, and I was with them. We had 1 hour of Bible reading until daybreak. The bell rang a 4th time, and we went into another room for breakfast. I was glad, as I felt nearly sick from lack of food. On 2 long tables were bowls of something hot, which had an unpleasant odor.